In Romans chapter 12, beginning at verse 9, the Holy Spirit tells us through the pen of the Apostle Paul, love must be sincere. Hate what is evil, cling to what is good, be devoted to one another in love. Honor one another above yourselves. Throughout Scripture, I'm told in the New Testament, there's about 50 or 51 times that the Holy Spirit would tell us that there are things that we have a responsibility to do toward one another. We've even had Bible classes recently here at the Maryville Church about the one another's of the Bible. Clearly, God designed us to be together in our pursuit to follow Christ. We need each other and the encouragement that we bring to one another and the love that we can express toward one another, the Christian togetherness that the church provides. That's sometimes difficult in a large group of people. And so the larger the church gets, the more intentional we must be to get small, and that is to get involved in the lives of one another in a very rich and meaningful way. Some time ago, I wrote about this in the church bulletin. You may have read it, but Michelle and I and the kids were visiting Dollywood, and the kids were at the splash pad, and they're having fun in the splash pad. And so I'm holding Britton at that time, and Michelle said, oh, I think I see a roller coaster that I've never seen before. And so she said, I'm going to take a look. And so she walked up there and took a look, and she came back in a few minutes. She was so excited. She said, that looks so fun. If we ever come up here together and it's just me and you, we got to ride that. And my heart sunk just a little bit, and I thought, well, I want you to be able to ride it now. I said, I'll watch the kids. Go ride the ride. And I'll never forget what she said. She said, well, it wouldn't be any fun to ride it by myself. Even the fun things of life are not nearly as fun to do them by yourself. And in life, there are the thrills, and there are the chills, there are the ups and the downs. Life is much like a roller coaster, but it's much easier to get through the roller coaster of life if you're riding together with people you love. And that's what our small groups are about. I want to encourage you to start the ride with some others, to really be invested in the lives of other believers, so that whenever you go through times that are the thrills of life, you can celebrate with those who celebrate, rejoice with those who rejoice. And there are going to be times when you're going to need somebody, a shoulder to cry on, and weep with those who weep too. And so you really need to get connected with each other. And so tonight's going to be a great chance to begin to do that. In just a few moments, what we're going to do is we're going to divide up and we're going to go to the places that are designated to meet with our small groups for the first initial meeting. And you might say, well, where am I going to meet? I think there's going to be something on the screen up here, but if there's not, on the tables in the foyer, you're going to find, oh, there it is. These are great guys in the booth, man. There it is. You can see it on the screen. And then also in the foyer on the tables are a list of where the groups are meeting. So whatever group that you're a part of, identified by the facilitator's name, you're going to go to that location when we conclude in just one moment. And you're going to have a first meeting together and getting to know each other, led by your small group facilitator. There's different locations throughout the building. You're going to find those locations labeled with a green sign with the name of your small group leader. And so I want to encourage you to go there to have some time together with your group tonight and to make some of the plans for a successful term. Also, I want to mention to you that we have still have, in addition to the 16 groups that are going to be meeting in homes, there will be a small group, essentially, that's going to be meeting here in the auditorium on those small group nights. And Herb Bird is faithful to coordinate that meeting. And he's going to be meeting tonight, right now, with those that say, hey, it's more convenient for me to come back to the building. There may be reasons for that. And so he's going to meet with you and talk about what that's going to be like. But before that happens, in just a moment, after Boone leads us in our closing prayer, if you've not had the opportunity today to join and share in communion with other Christians, that has been left prepared. And what you're going to do tonight, which is different than most Sunday nights, is you're going to stay right here, and they'll serve you your communion and have that communion time together. And then after you've had the communion, then you can go and be a part of whichever group that you've signed up to be a part of. So that will be available for you tonight. So with all of that said, I want us to think tonight about what brings us together, and that is Jesus. If you've not obeyed Christ, you're not a part of the family of God. You need to be a part of His family. And the way you become a part of the family is by being born again. So if there's anybody here tonight that needs to be born again into Jesus Christ, you want to choose tonight to be the night that you pledge your life to Jesus. I'll tell you, if that's your need tonight, we will forego all other plans and we'll stay right here and we'll celebrate your decision to follow Christ, because that's what's most important. So if that's your need tonight, tonight's a great night to do that. Or maybe you just need prayers of encouragement. Whatever it is, let's stand together and let's sing. We invite you to come to Jesus.